Today, President Bush formally appointed a civilian administrator for Iraq. Paul Bremer, also known as Jerry, is a former State Department official and an expert on terrorism. He will outrank Jay Garner, who's been running the post-war reconstruction administration. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Bremer is expected to bring a more civilian look to the team.
When Ambassador Bremer's name was first leaked to the press, it was viewed as a big win for the State Department, one of their own in charge of a largely Pentagon-run operation. President Bush tried to downplay the interagency rivalries as best he could today.
The ambassador goes with the full blessings of this administration and the full confidence of all of us in this administration that he can get the job done.
Bremer is a former State Department official who was in charge of counterterrorism efforts in the late 1980s. More recently, he's been a private consultant and on President Bush's Homeland Security Advisory Council. Bremer is to oversee the team now led by retired Army Lieutenant General Jay Garner. One former State Department official, John Alterman, says it's important to bring in a civilian.
General Garner has been going around as if he's in dress-down Friday mode. And all the people he's meeting with tend to be in suits. And I think that Jerry Bremer is going to be the kind of guy who's going to show up in a suit and cufflinks, and he's going to be administering things. And I think it'll just be a whole different tone, hopefully a much more effective one in terms of getting Iraq back up and running.
Alterman, who's now with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says Bremer is not out of the traditional State Department mold. That could help him navigate a bitter rivalry between the Pentagon and the State Department over post-war Iraq. Eric Schwartz, who headed the Council on Foreign Relations Task Force on post-war Iraq, says the bureaucratic rivalries have diminished the Bush administration's effectiveness in Iraq.
The key is a very clear chain of command, and while there are always disagreements, the buck has got to stop somewhere, and decisions have to be made and executed coherently and in a unified manner.
The State Department and Pentagon have not only fought over personnel matters, but also the bigger issues about how to choose an interim Iraqi government. The State Department is getting ready to send 30 to 40 people to join Bremer. There are already several State Department officials there, including Barbara Bodine, a former ambassador to Yemen. John Alterman describes Bodine as a veteran of internal bureaucratic games, as well as an experienced diplomat.
In Yemen, it's a country where most women are veiled, and Barbara Bodine would go out and she'd say, look, I'm American, this is how I'm going to do things. She's also been in some remarkably tough situations as a diplomat, not only watching the FBI come in after the Cole bombing and try to get that operation working, but also she was in Kuwait when the Iraqis surrounded the Kuwaiti embassy in 1990.
Barbara Bodine is now the coordinator for Central Iraq, but much of the team was handpicked by the Pentagon. Former generals were put in charge of the northern and southern regions of Iraq. The man overseeing the government ministries is corporate lawyer and former Pentagon advisor Michael Mobbs. He wrote a well-known memo last year asserting that the president can deem American citizens enemy combatants and detain them indefinitely. Mobbs is closely associated with the neoconservative wing of the Bush administration. Michigan State University President Peter McPherson is the financial coordinator. He's a friend of Vice President Dick Cheney. Eric Schwartz of the Council on Foreign Relations is not so concerned about the politics of the team.
It's not going to be the ideological predilections of U.S. administrators that are going to determine our success or failure. It's going to be their willingness and ability to really get in there and get the job done.
Schwartz and other experts warn that some Iraqis are already stepping forward and seizing power, taking advantage of the lack of a strong and coherent U.S. post-war team. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.